Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha adjourned for the day following ruckus by opposition over various issues. President Draupadi Murmu arrives in Coimbatore on the first leg of her visit to Tamil Nadu. Government launches national campaign Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat in New Delhi. Deep depression over southwest Bay of Bengal progresses to develop into a cyclonic storm Fengal by this evening. IMD issues red alert for rain in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Andhra Pradesh. Ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon comes into effect. And Pakistan's main opposition party PTI of Imran Khan ends protests after government arrests hundreds of its supporters. And now the news in detail. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day following a ruckus by the opposition over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the Rajya Sabha began its proceedings this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices under Rule 267 given by the opposition MPs on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group, Manipur violence, and violence in UP's Sambhal. He emphasized that Rajya Sabha needs to follow the established tradition of obeying the direction of the chair.
I would appeal to the members of this house, this being a historic day, the very first day of the fourth quarter of the century of adoption of the Indian Constitution, let us raise the productivity bar, let us generate an atmosphere that we exemplify by discussion, dialogue, deliberation and adherence to rules. All these issues, honorable members, there will be occasion to raise in accordance with rules. Since there is a provision in the rules to raise these issues in one form or the other by motions that are provided, these notices are being declined.
Opposition members created noisy scenes in the House leading to the adjournment till 11:30. When the House reassembled, opposition members and others continued to raise the issues, forcing the adjournment of the House for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the lower house met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, opposition members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, TMC and others trooped into the well, raising slogans over same issues. The presiding officer repeatedly urged for order in the house, but they continued with their protest. This forced the adjournment of the house for the day. The government today informed the Lok Sabha that over 80 crore people in the country have been covered under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana, as against the intended coverage of 81.67 crores. In a written reply in the lower house, the Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nimu Bain Banbhania, clarified that no survey has been conducted to continue the Yojana for the next 5 years. She said, however, in order to remove the financial burden of the poor beneficiaries, the period for distribution of free of cost food grains has been extended for further 5 years from January this year. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the existing laws need to be strengthened further to check vulgar contents on the social media. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnaw said, "Today, social media is a very big medium of freedom of the press on one hand, but due to the absence of editorial check in social media, many types of vulgar content are also displayed." On content in OTT platforms, Mr. Vaishnaw said, "There is a lot of difference between the culture of our country and the countries from where these social media platforms have come." He said the concerned standing committee of the parliament should take up this issue and strict laws are made regarding the same. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in Coimbatore on the first leg of her four-day visit to Tamil Nadu. The president will attend an event at the Defence Services Staff College at Wellington, Ooty tomorrow. She will interact with the tribals at Nilgiris on Friday. Security has been tightened in and around the Coimbatore city and Ooty in view of the president's visit. Due to inclement weather conditions prevailing in the hills, the president travelled to Ooty by road. The National Cyber Range, NCR 1.0, was launched in New Delhi today. The platform will provide cybersecurity research, training and simulation to test and train against real-world cyber threats. Launching the NCR 1.0, Director at Rashtriya Raksha University, Colonel Nidhish Bhatnagar, said this platform will be a significant step towards country's self-reliance in critical cybersecurity infrastructure. The National Cyber Range 1.0 was launched during the Bharat CISO's Conclave and Cybersecurity Startup Exhibition. The Conclave also witnessed the launch of the National Cybersecurity Reference Framework. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The government today launched a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi today. The primary agenda of the campaign is to make India a child marriage-free nation. Launching the campaign, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said the government has identified 130 districts where this campaign will be run in a focused manner. She highlighted that child marriage is not just a criminal offence, but also a human rights violation. The minister said that the Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat campaign is not just a 10 or 15 day event, but a non-stop effort that will continue till India is free from the evil of child marriage.
समाज के अंदर ये जो बुराई है इसे दूर करने के लिए आज इस सभागार में हम सभी उपस्थित हैं और हम सबका एक लक्ष्य है बाल विवाह मुक्त भारत के लिए तो इस लक्ष्य को हासिल करना हम सब की जिम्मेवारी जवाबदेही है तो इसके लिए ये महज एक कार्यक्रम बन के ना रह जाए बल्कि इस कार्यक्रम को जन जन तक पहुँचाने का जिम्मा भी हम सब पर है.
During the event, Women and Child Development Minister also unveiled the Child Marriage Free Bharat portal. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Jammu police carried out a massive crackdown on terrorist networks linked to the proscribed organizations Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Toiba yesterday. The police conducted 56 raids and searches at various locations across Rajouri, Poonch, Kishtwar and Udhampur districts of the Jammu region. Our correspondent reports that the large-scale operation resulted in the arrest of several overground workers and terror suspects, along with the recovery of incriminating material, including unaccounted cash. A historic ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah came into effect at 7:30 a.m. IST today, following months of intense conflict that claimed thousands of lives. The agreement, brokered with significant U.S. involvement, marks a potential turning point in the 14-month-old war. The truce's implementation comes after the heaviest Israeli airstrikes on Beirut since that conflict escalated in the late September, including unprecedented strikes in the city's center. By 10:30 a.m. IST, no violations of the ceasefire had been reported, with only celebratory gunfire echoing through Beirut's southern suburbs. Despite warnings from the Israeli military against civilian movement, Lebanese roads leading south witnessed heavy traffic as displaced residents attempted to return home. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, maintained their positions in southern Lebanon, with spokesperson Avichai Adrai explicitly warning civilians against approaching evacuated villages or military positions. In Pakistan, the main opposition party, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, on Imran Khan today, ended its protest in the capital city, Islamabad, after the government arrested hundreds of its supporters in an overnight crackdown following 2 days of deadly demonstrations. According to a statement by the Interior Ministry this morning, the top leaders of party, including party head Imran Khan's wife Bushra Bibi and Ali Amin Gandapur, escaped from the area. Yesterday, thousands of protesters led by Khan's wife Bushra Bibi gathered in the city centre. They broke through multiple security lines and reached the Red Zone, the country's most sensitive area, which houses key government buildings. The deep depression over the southwest Bay of Bengal is progressing to develop into a cyclonic storm Fengal by this evening. It was lying about 590 kilometers south-southeast of Chennai. The system is likely to continue to move north-northwestwards and intensify during the next 12 hours. It will continue to move towards the Tamil Nadu coast and Sri Lankan coast during the next 48 hours. Talking to Akashwani News, senior scientist in IMD R.K. Jainamani said, heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh.
During last 6 hours, it has moved 15 kilometers per hour north-northwestward. The prediction is that it is likely to continue to move north-northwestward and intensify further into a cyclonic storm today by evening. And thereafter, it is likely to move north-northwestward towards Tamil Nadu coast, but it will remain far from the coast actually. It is continuous tracked by the EWR Karaikal. Mainly, the heavy rainfall will be over coastal Tamil Nadu. So, we have given red color for isolated extremely heavy over coastal Tamil Nadu today. And then, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Rayalaseema, we have given heavy to very heavy rainfall because of the influence of this system.
Our Chennai correspondent reports that fishermen have been advised not to venture into sea.
Following the prediction, port caution signal number 3 has been hoisted at Chennai, Kadalur, Nagapattinam, Ennur, Kattupalli, Pamban, Karaikal and Puducherry harbours. The Met Department has said that heavy rains have been witnessed in many places in the coastal regions, recording a maximum of 18 centimetres at Nagapattinam district in the last 24 hours. In most of the coastal areas, more than 10 centimetres of rain has been recorded. Chennai and neighbouring areas recorded 9 centimetres of rainfall. The sea remains boisterous with waves rising up to more than 3 metres in many of the coastal districts. Cyclone is yet to be formed and heavy rain prediction is bound to continue widespread across the delta and the coast. Educational institutions in 16 districts have been closed as a precautionary measure. According to the cyclone bulletin by the Met Department today, the system is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm for a short period and lead to slight weakening before landfall. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
In neighbouring Sri Lanka, National Building Research Organisation has issued red notices for several divisional secretariat areas in few districts. Disaster Management Centre has said that over 2 lakh people have been affected across 17 districts of the island nation. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, remains in the very poor category with an average air quality index of 301 as of 1 p.m. this afternoon. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in several areas of the city continues to fall in the very poor category. And now news from the ongoing 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, in Goa. Today at the film festival, a centenary celebration titled The Spectrum and the Soul honored the iconic Tapan Sinha, highlighting his diverse filmography, distinctive storytelling and invaluable contributions to Indian cinema. A distinguished panel comprising Arjun Chakraborty, N. Manu Chakravarti and veteran actor Sharmila Tagore highlighted the unparalleled brilliance of his work. Speaking to Akashwani, Arjun Chakraborty said that Tapan Sinha directed 48 films in his career, never repeating a subject or style.
I was mesmerized by his, you know, the way he would pick up his subject, the way he would pick up his actors and the way he would deal with them. The dealing was very soft, very underlined, but everything was so... And one more thing, he was a very sophisticated person, like, you know, absolute sophistication. But when it comes to direction, and if that violence or the crassness requires, then he would become crass.
Earlier, the international competition jury chaired by acclaimed filmmaker Ashutosh Govarikar, along with other members Anthony Chin, Elizabeth Carlson, Fran Borja and Jill Bilcock, held a press conference to share an insight on this year's exceptional competition entries. Another key highlight of the day is the Lata Mangeshkar Memorial Talk, Musical Theatre in India, featuring legendary composer A.R. Rahman in conversation with Naman Ramachandran. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha adjourn for the day following ruckus by opposition over various issues. President Draupadi Murmu arrives in Coimbatore on the first leg of her visit to Tamil Nadu. Government launches national campaign Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat in New Delhi. Deep depression over southwest Bay of Bengal progresses to develop into a cyclonic storm Fingal by this evening. IMD issues red alert for rain in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Andhra Pradesh. Ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon comes into effect. And Pakistan's main opposition party PTI of Imran Khan ends protests after government arrests hundreds of its supporters. And with that, we end the midday news.